special guest joining us in the studios. No stranger to our show. She's been with us before. Was here a few weeks ago to talk a little bit about golf. But she is now the new philanthropy director for Major Gifts in her new role at Centrica Care Navigators here in Kalamazoo. Tanya Collins is with us on WKZO this morning. How are you, Tanya?
I'm doing well, Ken. Thank you for having me back.
And congratulations on your new position.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Very important work, of course, with an organization that does what it does here in our area, isn't it?
That's right. Centrica Care Navigators is not really new to our, you know, community. We've been around for over 45 years now. We were formerly Hospice Care of Southwest Michigan, but our name was changed as we began to take on so many other types of wraparound services. And the board members and the leadership and other community members really felt it was time for us to take on a new name. So we are Centrica Care Navigators.
Well, the word hospice just kind of scares people, I think, a little bit. I don't think a lot of people truly understand what it means. It can mean a lot of different things. I just cite the case of my own mother, who was in hospice for over 2 years. But some, it's just a matter of hours, so it can vary a lot. But what is it about hospice that people really need to know as they maybe are approaching having to deal with that as a caregiver?
That's right, Ken. I think a lot of people just take that word, and it's really scary. It means the end, right? Mm-hmm. Someone calls you and says so-and-so is on hospice, and people think, well, they are in the final day of their life. But that's not necessarily the case. Hospice care, we have a broad spectrum of services available to caregivers and patients that can really help the quality of life for those struggling with, you know, end of life, but also those that have, you know, a terminal illness. We all know that there's those illnesses out there that it's not necessarily a death sentence, so to speak, and there's a lot of life yet to be lived. Hospice, for those that qualify for hospice, they're able to get so many other kinds of supports right where they in their house, you know, from clinical nursing care, medical aides, volunteers, other integrated services like, let's say, pet volunteer visits or music therapy, which is found to be very soothing, especially those living with chronic pain, massage therapy, just to name a few.
Our guest, Tanya Collins, is the new philanthropy director for Major Gifts in her new role at Centrica Care Navigators here in Kalamazoo. And a gift of any size really does make an impact.
That's right, Ken. What really sets, you know, Centrica Care Navigators apart is that, unlike a lot of for-profit healthcare organizations, they answer to, you know, their stockholders, mm-hmm. things like that. We answer to the community. We were started as a grassroots effort, and we remain that way. And just like we rely on the support of the community, it's their generous donations that help sustain the wonderful work that we do. All those extra programs I was talking about earlier, and that was just scratching the surface. Mm-hmm. Those are all sustained strictly by philanthropy. And that's what my role is, and those on my team. We're continually looking for ways to get people engaged in our work and to help make sure that we're not just here today, but we're here long after.
And this being National Volunteer Month means a very big push for volunteers for Centrica Care Navigators. They're a big part of what you do.
That's right. There are many ways to give. So you can donate financially, of course, if you go to centricacare.org/giving, or you can donate your time, which is so valued and so needed. Our volunteers are some of the, you know, best people I have ever met. We have a volunteer corps at Centrica Care Navigators of 168 active volunteers, okay? And they do everything from sitting with patients at bedside to caregiver respite. They even do, some choose to come into the office and do help with administrative work. We have people from all sectors of the community that that volunteer their time with us, whether they're retired or they are nurses and physicians, or maybe they are folks that work out of their home and have a little extra time. You name it. There's all kinds of different opportunities to get involved. And not only are our volunteers very active, they engage with each other. They get specified training. We have a wonderful volunteer group that they recruit, they train, and they make sure that our volunteers have what they need at every step along the way to be supported.
And part of your work is going to involve some special fundraising events. And now you've got a golf tournament coming up.
That's
pretty
right.
Soon
I was here earlier.
Yes,
a couple weeks ago, talking about Golf for Hospice. Golf for Hospice is one of these wonderful opportunities that raises money specifically for a really important fund that we maintain, and it's called the Open Access Fund. Again, one of these things that set Centrica Care Navigators apart is that we are here to take care of everybody in the community, whether no matter what your diagnosis or your financial situation is. So what happens is people come on our services, and maybe Medicare or their private insurance, or maybe they don't have insurance at all, doesn't pick up the full bill, and then caregivers are stuck with that. Well, we're here to say, you know, we do, through our open access program, we do not want families to go through additional hardship after one of the most trying and troubling times of their lives to have to now figure out how are we going to pay this bill from Centrica Care Navigators. If you qualify for financial assistance, we make, through the open access fund, we make sure that funds are there to cover your expenses.
Our guest, Tanya Collins, is the Philanthropy Director for Major Gifts for Centrica Care Navigators and has been here in the studio to talk about opportunities to be a volunteer and or a donor to the work that Centrica Care does here in our community. And again, if someone's interested, what's their first move to get in touch with you?
I think the greatest place to go is our website, centricacare.org. We have, you know, our information's there, how to contact us. It's all over the place. But if you're really specifically looking to get involved with the volunteer program, it's centricacare.org/volunteer. Or if you would like to donate financially, you can go to centricacare.org/giving.
All right. Well, we thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Ken.